This is Triple R Midday News with Hayley Pepin,
Katie Coulthard
and Savannah Tafal-Levy.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called on China to do more after North Korea's latest nuclear test. Mr. Turnbull says China could put enormous pressure on Pyongyang if it cuts oil exports to the country. President Donald Trump has condemned North Korea, describing the actions as hostile and dangerous to the United States.
Childcare workers across the country will strike this week, calling for higher wages. Union The United Voice says Thursday's action will be the biggest walk-off for early education workers in Australia's history. The action will affect around 10,000 families.
Women in the workforce are feeling the pinch of the national pay gap, with Equal Pay Day highlighting the earning differences between men and women. Australian Bureau of Statistics research found that women in full-time jobs earn on average 15% less than men. Workplace Gender Equality Agency spokeswoman Jackie Woods says closing the gender pay gap must be recognised as an urgent social and economic priority.
Women working full-time have to work more than 14 months on average to earn the same as men do in a year. The gender pay gap reflects that women are still not able to access the same rewards as men in the workplace.
A new study has found prolonged sitting may increase the risk of bowel cancer. An international study has found people who sat all day had a 44% higher risk of developing bowel cancer than those who did not. Lead researcher Dr. Bridget Lynch says the finding further shows lifestyle choices impact cancer risk.
We've known for a long time now that exercise, being physically active, can reduce your risk of developing bowel cancer. So we still want people to exercise. We still want them to do all those other things that we know are good for you. We haven't really focused on sitting time in terms of cancer prevention. So this is just another piece in the puzzle of ways that we can take action to reduce our risk.
The federal government says it will crack down on ticket markups following scalping incidences Australia-wide. Small Business Minister Michael McCormack has told a Melbourne Consumer Forum they are looking at the possible prohibition of on-selling, as well as an education campaign to improve consumer awareness. This comes after resale sites have been advertising tickets on major sporting events and festivals for more than their original price. Popular music festival Falls saw four-day passes to Lawn being sold for over $4,500, a markup of nearly 900%.
Bushwalking groups are concerned new safety standards will mean hours of study and compliance for volunteers. The new national guidelines are not legally binding, but compliance is often required. Bushwalking Victoria estimates almost 600 hours of course time would be needed to complete the training in first aid and other outdoor skills. Bushwalking groups believe volunteer clubs lack the resources and time to adhere to the new requirements. President of Bushwalking Victoria, Peter Campbell, believes the standards will unfairly hit non-commercial groups.
There's a tendency for some people in government to say, well, they tick a box and they think that improves safety. We think this could have the reverse effect. And there's also commercial operators. I think I'm very concerned that commercial operators have got undue influence with government here.
A $100,000 prize has been up for grabs for over 37 years. If you have a paranormal gift, the Australian Skeptics Association want to hear from you. The association's Tim Mendham has seen many people attempt the challenge.
What happens is people say they're interested in the challenge, they'd like to apply for it. What we do is we work out a proper test, a scientific test, so it's under pretty strict conditions to make sure that they can do what they say they can do. They go for a preliminary test, which is just basically to understand what their claim is and the circumstances that they can work under. And then after that, we would go for a serious test where the money is up for grabs.
And now to sport. Melbourne Storm are starting preparations today for this weekend's Comer qualifying final against the Parramatta Eels. The team are minor premiers after defeating the Canberra Raiders 32-6 in round 26 of the NRL season. It was also veteran Cooper Cronk's last regular home game, playing over 300 games with the Storm.
And to the weather now. A top of 12 degrees with a high chance of showers in the afternoon, gusty winds and possible local hail. This has been Triple R Midday News with Hayley Pepin,
Katie Coulthard
and Savannah Tafal-Levy.